Tunnel Vision in Portfolio Management. This will be my podcast topic today. But first of all, welcome to P3M, the Project, Program and Portfolio Management Knowledge Series, where we explore the fundamental principles, best practices and success stories that make P3M a critical discipline in today's dynamic business environment. Whether you are an aspiring project, program or portfolio manager, a seasoned professional or simply curious about the field, P3M is here to inform, inspire and elevate your understanding of this domain. Now, picture this. You are a portfolio manager responsible for managing a diverse range of investment. As you navigate the market, it's crucial to maintain a broad perspective, right? Well, that's where the tunnel vision comes into play. So, what is a tunnel vision? Let me elaborate it. Tunnel vision refers to cognitive bias that restricts one's focus to narrow set of information or a particular investment approach. When this happens, portfolio manager may overlook or dismiss alternative investment opportunities, potentially leading to suboptimal decision making. So this is a broad concept of tunnel vision. Now, let me explore some causes of tunnel vision. See, there are few common causes of tunnel vision in portfolio management. First, it can be driven by strong belief in specific investment strategy, leading manager to disregard other valid options. And the second cause is the pressure of achieving short-term results that can cause managers to prioritize immediate gain over long-term diversification. So, what are the consequences of tunnel vision? Tunnel vision can have detrimental effect on portfolio performance. By focusing solely on a specific sector or asset class, manager may miss out on diversification benefits that can help reduce risk. Additionally, market trends and dynamics constantly evolve, and failing to adapt can lead to portfolio vulnerable to volatility. So these are the consequences of tunnel vision in portfolio management. So how can portfolio manager mitigate the risk of tunnel vision? The key lies in maintaining an open mind and considering diverse perspective. Let me share few approaches to mitigate the tunnel vision. The first is research and stay informed. Continuously monitor the market trend, economic indicators and industry developments to broaden your knowledge base. So once your knowledge base is broadened, you may able to, avoid the tunnel vision. The second approach is embrace diversification. Spread your investment across different asset class, regions and sectors to reduce risk and capture opportunity that may arise. So go beyond boundaries, diversify. The third approach is seek different opinions. Engage with your colleagues, experts and dissenting voices to challenge your assumptions and broaden your perspective. Yeah, keep challenging your assumptions and, keep collaborating with different stakeholders, internal, externals, and get more and more opinion. That can help you to mitigate the tunnel vision in portfolio management. Another approach is regular portfolio review. Conduct periodic assessment of your portfolio performance and reassess your investment strategy. This helps identify any area where tunnel vision may have influenced decision making. And I hope you agree with me. By frequently reviewing your portfolio, you can identify, has the tunnel vision influenced your portfolio performance or portfolio value delivery? So that's a key. Regular review is the key to avoid the tunnel vision. So let me try to conclude this. Tunnel vision is a real concern in portfolio management. But with awareness and proactive measures, it can be overcome. By staying informed, embracing diversification, seeking different opinions, and regularly reviewing your portfolio, you can mitigate the risk and make more well-informed investment decision in your portfolio. So that's the wrap of today's episode. I hope you found this information valuable. Remember to subscribe to the show for more insightful content from P3M domain, the project, program and portfolio management domain. As always, stay curious and keep expanding your knowledge. See you next time. Thank you.